Hi, this is a dictation for Edison Weaver, EDDISONWEAVER. Edison Weaver, Jr. is the middle name. The patient is date of birth 10-10. 1989. Data service is 3/31/2025. Patient was injured on 2/27/2025. He was injured at work. It's a work-related claim. Chief complaint is pain in the lower back, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the right knee, 7, and left knee is 5. History of the work accident is described as follows. On 2/27/2025, around 3 p.m., the patient was lifting a 100-pound lumber pieces. There were a total of 6 pieces in a tie. He was trying to unload off a truck to walk to the back of a house lot to place it there. The walkway was muddy, and he got stuck, and he twisted his back while carrying this 100-pound weight. He did not fall as he caught himself. And there was no other injury, no fall. There was no car accident, no laceration, no fractures. The patient was sent to emergency room next day at a Bowman Hospital on 13 Mile and Royal Oak. He was there for 8 hours. X-ray of the lumbar spine was done, and medications were provided. And then he was referred to Concerta Clinic, where he has been there 4 or 5 times. Only X-rays were done. Physical therapy was begun at Concerta 4 to 5 times, no chiropractic treatment. He also has visited a urgent care in Royal Oak on 3-1, where X-rays were again done and no treatment was provided. So far he has done only physical therapy and medication. He is still suffering from severe pain, and it has not been relieved. Chief complaint is, again, severe pain in the lower back, which is not radiating to the lower extremities. There is no motor weakness of the extremities or loss of balance. And right knee pain is 7 and left knee pain is 5. Pains are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, and they are constant. 6 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected. And modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and driving, and improved by nothing. Only X-rays have been done. There is occasional numbness of the lower back in the buttock area, but not much of radiation. Muscle weakness is also checked by the patient. Kindly review the records for system review. Surgical history, allergies, family history, relationships, status, employment, legal, and also personal, and ADLs. Physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 35-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There's no sinuses, jaundice, clothing, polynechia. And this doesn't appear to be an acute distress or shortness of breath. No overt anxiety. He has a good attitude and demeanor. And patient is able to walk well and is reasonably mobile, independent without using adaptive devices. His height is 5'6", and weight is 179. Blood pressure is 135/96, pulse 91, pulse ox is 99. Temperature is 98.1. Rest of the exam come from the template, including neurological, psychological, and musculature. In the musculature, please mention there is a spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally with along with paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5. There is some tenderness of T6 to T12 spine and L4, L5 spine and both SI joints. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, there is an entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment, no scars. On palpation, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. In the spine tenderness, there is a tenderness from T6 to T12 and L4, L5 and both SI joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 with 2 plus hypertonicity. Quadratus lumbar muscle bilaterally is in spasm, 2 plus. Range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion is 30. Oh, sorry, forward flexion is 50 actually. It's normal. And extension is 60. And bilateral side flexion is 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30. Extension is 20. Side flexion is 20. And bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are all negative in cervical, negative spurling, Lermit, distraction, Sotoal test, and Hoffman sign. In thoracic spine, Roos test and Slum test is negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was found positive at degrees. TLR positive, CAM test is positive, Kavinsky negative, Reger test negative. Brudzinski Kernick test negative. The joint bilaterally tender. Engulfment test, fiber tests are positive. Turning flexion, iliac compression, and distraction test negative for the SI joint. Extremities, both knees were examined. And were found to be completely normal, no tenderness, no swelling, range of motion is normal, motor power is normal, reflexes are normal, no fracture dislocation is noticed. All the examination signs, which include anterior drawer, posterior drawer, McMurray, Steinman, epidural apprehension are all negative. Diagnosis. Muscles M79.1, M60.9. Ligaments M54.0. Pain in the right knee M25.561. M25.562. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.37, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5X6. SI spine M46.1. Plan of care for Edison Weaver comes from the template. Treatment plan for Edison Weaver Jr. is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered for this patient. He's been advised to do chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, laser treatment, infrared treatment, if possible. Psychotherapy was ordered. Medications are provided, Mobic 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief, Elavil 50 milligram at night for pain relief, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Maps for review, labs have been ordered. Physical therapy is to the local area, lumbar spine, the quadratus lumbars, spasm and bilateral SI joint. Traction massage. He has been ordered a work disability only. MRI of the lumbar spine was ordered without contrast. Patient will be seen in a month's time after the MRIs are done. Thank you.